Here at the Cardinal Caravan in Jefferson City at the Missouri Farm Bureau. You know when this event goes on in January, baseball is just around the corner. I'm Brian Houseworth, delighted to be joined by John Rooney, longtime voice of the Cardinals. I calculate, I believe this will be your 14th season coming up.
That's right, 14 already, and I had 18 with the White Sox, one with Minnesota in 1987 when they beat the Cardinals. And my last year with the White Sox, they won the World Series. My first year with the Cardinals, they won the World Series. So I've been quite fortunate, and we're hoping to get back to that this year in St. Louis. After missing the playoffs the last 3 years, some pretty good moves so far. I think there might be some more to be made, and I think there'll be several moves around Major League Baseball yet before we finally all settle in spring training in Florida and Arizona.
I grew up listening to you. I remember you on Mizzou, but we obviously at Missouri Net have stations all over the state. You grew up in Richmond, Missouri, near Carrollton, where I worked. What's it like to be a kid from Richmond, being on the flagship Camo X and across the, not just Missouri, across the country on the Cardinal Radio Network? It's huge.
Well, that was the old rivalry in the MRVC, the Carrollton Trojans and the Richmond Spartans.
Yes.
We used to battle it out. I remember John Fendelson as a fine quarterback there in Carrollton and having some interesting football and basketball games over the years. But it was great growing up in Richmond and really growing up in this part of the country. Because back then, we listened to a lot of baseball on transistor radios, but we could pick up the Twins, get the Phillies, as well as the Cardinals. We could hear so much baseball. And I really enjoyed listening to all those different announcers, the different styles, learning about the players in that fashion. And that's how I got hooked on the game, watching the old Kansas City A's, Monty Moore and George Bryson doing the A's games. And Monty went on with the A's out to Oakland. And, of course, they left after the 1967 season. And right. Bud Blattner and Denny Matthews came on in 1969 with the Royals. And both could not have been nicer. I was a 16-year-old broadcaster in 1971 that they welcomed into the booth, and their information and their advice was invaluable. And getting to know Jack Buck and Mike Shannon, Bob Starr was a terrific gentleman who was one of the best football announcers I ever heard.
Right.
But he got the job with the Cardinals when Jack went to NBC, and then they kept him on board when Jack came back. And they were all wonderful people with great advice, and I think the best advice they gave was be yourself and really know the game, get to know the people involved, and really the thing that makes this work, it's the people involved. Vin Scully told me not long ago, he misses the baseball a little bit, but he really misses the people.
Right.
And I understand what he's talking about.
The people, especially that you work with and behind the scenes.
And meeting the fans,
yeah.
and being involved in events like this, where Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance has done a great job of being our title sponsor,
sure.
where we can make this caravan even bigger and better, and the players get involved with it. They love talking the game, and they love being involved with the fans. This is one way we can reach the fans, those who can't come to St. Louis
sure.
for winter warm-up, and also get the ticket information out there where they can start planning their trips to St. Louis for the summer and looking at various series, whether they be during the week when school's out or over a weekend. So
right.
this is a very important event, not only for the Cardinals, but for the fans.
Absolutely. And two more questions. I'll let you go because I do want to mention Mike Shannon as well, your broadcast partner. This event, Missouri Farm Bureau, huge sponsor, not only here, but also throughout the season for the Cardinals. This is always a big event, and you have people not just from Jeff City, but all over mid-Missouri who come here. Many of them can't make it to the games. It's their chance to see these players.
And that's why we do it. I know some teams gave up on the caravan idea when they started having their fan conventions like
right.
our winter warm-up.
Right. Right.
But the Cardinals didn't give up on that. They
right.
always feel like it's important to reach out and to be a part of the community. And it's a great way. The young players get involved, and you get to know the Harrison Baders and the Jack Flahertys. And in this group, we have Dakota Hudson here,
mm-hmm.
along with Andrew Kisner, an
mm-hmm.
up-and-coming catcher.
Yes,
and Jason Shreve came over from the Yankees last year. He's an experienced left-handed pitcher. And we have Danny Cox and Jim Edmonds are here, along with Joe McGray. I mean, we have such a good group and such a cross-section of personalities and players that this, to me, is one of the best caravans I've been on in a long time.
Yeah, Joe McGrain led the National League in ERA, I believe, in 88. Phenomenal. It's under three, and people forget about that. He was a good pitcher, and he ended up having elbow problems.
He had more than 10 years in the big leagues, and I think he had 11 years as an analyst with the Rays on
yes.
TV, and then 10 years with MLB.
Yeah.
So he has been a constant in the game. He has been able to stay in the game, and he's an important part of our caravan group.
Final question for you, because I know you got to go. That's a goner. When did that start? Where did you get that? Because I love that call. And two, will Mike Shannon be inducted at some point to the Hall of Fame? You and I have talked about that before. I'm surprised he's not there.
Question two first, and I'm surprised he's not there as well. Yeah. For what he means to the Cardinal fan base, what he meant to the Cardinal fan base as a player, and his playing time was cut short because of illness. No, he needs to be in Cooperstown. He needs to be honored because he is one of the beloved team announcers who has the longevity. They're talking about being with one team. He's been with one team well over 50 years as a player, front office, and as a broadcaster. Yes, he deserves to be in Cooperstown with that Ford Frick Award. And as far as it's a goner, my mom and I were almost in a big accident coming up the hill near Excelsior Springs, Missouri, going toward Richmond, and an impaired driver cut that corner and missed us by like a foot. Mom said, had we been a couple of seconds earlier, we all would have been goners. And I just happened to use that one day when the ball left the ballpark. It's a goner, and it stayed with me. I did that in the minor leagues for a few years, and I've kept it. I don't use it all the time.
Right.
I think you can wear people out with the same home run call all the time, but I change it up some just in case I have two or three home runs in an inning.
Yes.
Or while I'm broadcasting.
Exactly.
Because, you know, you can put it on the board, yes. You can put it on the board, yes. It gets kind of redundant.
Absolutely. John, anything you would like to add about the event tonight at Farm Bureau, the Cardinal Caravan, the season, or you feel free?
Well, I love seeing the families come out. The kids, their eyes light up when they see the players, and even more so if they see Fred Bird around somewhere. That makes it pretty special. It is a family game yet. There are places that have not drawn as well as they would like, but in St. Louis we've been able to top 3 million fans, and it's great to put the glasses on the crowd and just see all the families, grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles, mom and dad, and generation after generation learning the game, loving the game, and still coming out to the ballpark for a good time. That's what we have in store for fans in St. Louis, and it continues to this day.
Great to see you.
Good to see you.